This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Forming a company or a performing arts group is the easy thing. Keeping it together takes work. Just agree, shake hands or kiss or whatever you want to do. And then if you want to formalize it, then you go through the process set out by the Companies Commission of Malaysia. Dennis Law and Ronnie Tan are two musicians who have formed A9 Strings. And this musical pair is celebrating its first anniversary with a concert. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
1 year, long enough to know about each other. So how has this journey been for the two of you?
There's a lot of ups and downs. Along the way, we did a lot of music together and we know each other better.
How did you two meet?
Oh, yeah, she met
six years ago.
We met in a production called Cabaret by the Pen production.
Yeah.
We were performing together and then that was the first time.
The first cabaret or the second cabaret?
The first one.
By Pen Productions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You were both performing then?
In the band, yeah.
And then what happened? That was 6 years ago, but you only formed this partnership a year ago.
During the second season of Cabaret.
A restage.
The restage. Yeah.
You were also playing.
Right? Playing.
So basically we met once, then after that, we went on separate way, and then we met again. And then we were like talking about it. Like.
So it wasn't love at first sight, it was like second time around.
Wow.
So you formed this group, like you say, you had your ups and downs. If you look back now after a year, I assume a little bit more than a year, so what were the highlights?
The highlights would be, you know, the feeling of you doing a show together. It was really hard. Like, not, I wouldn't say hard. It's just more like we are quite opinionated in the sense that we...
So folks need to learn how to listen to this language.
Exactly.
User. How is it opinionated? Means something else. Go ahead.
Well, so basically we... when we did the music together, there was a lot of hard work. At some point, we felt like, you know, it's not worth doing, you know.
What I'm hearing is that you don't always agree.
Well, it's more like, you know, sometimes the outcome is not balanced with whatever efforts have put through. And
you mean you work really hard, but in terms of the production, something didn't quite work out. And what would that be? Like, not enough people attending the production, or that the music that you have decided to put together didn't come out well, or that... You know, we did a show, people came, but there was no money in it.
Well, we are very blessed that all our shows always sell out. It's just, you know, for the fact that when you're doing your own show and you always share the money with the band and also the club, and sometimes it just doesn't tally with what you do because you can easily get a commercial show in just, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. I think this is often the complaint of performing artists, that by the time you divvy out to the different parties, the amount gets really small. So that's why sometimes bands don't want to be very big.
Yeah, right? That's part of it. And the ups would be, I would say, like, you know, the feeling of you getting up stage performing and looking at, like, me looking at Dennis on the stage, it's just amazing. It's, we speak the same language. Yeah.
How would you rate your success so far?
It's good.
What do you mean it's good?
We have more followers for our shows. And our music is getting more mature in the sense that we improve each time after each show. And we like to experiment more. Yeah.
How much of your success do you think comes from hard work? How much comes from the compositions you do? It's luck?
I think it's a mixture of everything, but definitely a lot of hard work. Because like we can only afford to do at most maybe 2 shows a month. Would you agree? Because there's a lot of scores we have to write. And when you have string section, you have like cello, you're talking about 2 violins, cello, piano, and a vocal. And we have to worry about a lot of stuff. You know, we don't have like percussive instrument, like drums and all. So basically, when you have this setup, you're worried about the whole show's going to be really slow. It's not upbeat. At first, we actually were worried about that. But as we grew, that didn't matter. That's our sound and we love it. We embrace it.
I was actually quite surprised that you said it can do 2 shows a month. If I add it all up, or giving an average, you do about maybe 30 shows a year. How do you survive?
We don't just focus on A9. Of course, we have to do other stuff. We do functions and stuff as individual musician. Yeah.
Why did you decide to form this group? If you can perform as individuals and you get your gigs that way, why form a group? You're doing it only twice a month. Why do that? A lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun of it because, like, you know, you don't get clients tell you like what to do, and I need A, you have to do A. What's A to me? I'll just do A.
I guess we both were quite tired of working in the industry for the past decade, probably, doing what people ask you to do.
You've been in the industry for a decade? How old are you
really
guys?
we are almost 30.
He's a new daddy.
Yeah, so... creating this partnership, we can really explore different stuff and work in different manner.
Is it important to you to perform the kind of music that you want to perform?
Yes, it is. At some point, it is important.
Why?
As a musician myself, I feel that it's really important to have your own sound. Yeah.
It's kind of lost if, like, you always follow what people want. And it's like, there's not a whole point we chose music, you see.
Yeah.
Because it has to be right and from the bottom of your heart. Yeah.
Forming a group, trying to be commercially successful, trying to have a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
How much business sense do you think you need to possess? Or any musician out there, or any group of performers out there, how much business sense must the performing artists have in order to survive in an industry which is sometimes treated like a business?
It is a business.
Yeah. It is a business, okay?
I think...
So what do you need?
Of course, you need to have a very good PR and you need to know how to deal with clients, and you don't always get what you want, but clients always right? So you sort of have to find a balance point. Most of the time, you're dealing with clients that don't know what they want. They just tell you, like, oh, I want this, but actually it's another thing, a whole new thing. So you kind of need to catch the right word and catch what they want. I guess it's very important for musicians because we represent ourselves. It's not like we have...
So you don't have a PR agency to take you out and...
I have Dennis.
Dennis have, no,
he's
I PR, have Ronnie. No. He is a PR,
PR
guy.
Agency.
And I'm his.
So in other words, you represent yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you go and talk to your clients or people who want to engage you and they don't know what they want, like you just said.
Yep.
So how do you move the discussion in a way that they will be able to see what it is you're offering and then they say, that's what we want?
You just have to like sit down and talk to them. They are more visual than they expect how it sounds. You just have to learn their language, I guess. You don't expect them to use the music term. They're going to tell you, like, I need something booms. Or something like that, you see. Then you kind of want to catch what that means. And
so to market yourself, what do you have to do? Do you have to come up with videos for them to see, since you just said they are more visual than they are auditory?
Yeah, definitely video is very important. That's the closest you can show them, because you can't tell them, like, they won't imagine, because they need to see. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Dennis Law, pianist, and Ronnie Tan, violinist, the two arms of a duo called A9 Strings. We've been talking about the business of being performers and entertainers in the music industry. Coming up, because A9 Strings will be celebrating its first anniversary with a concert, we'll talk about the creation of beautiful sounds instead of building a business. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with A9 Strings, a musical pair made up of Dennis Law, pianist, and Ronnie Tan, violinist. This partnership is now 1 year old, and A9 Strings will celebrate with an anniversary concert this evening and tomorrow at No Black Tie. Why A9 Strings?
Dennis will explain to you.
Me? Okay.
Dennis is the piano player.
Yes, I'm the pianist, so piano has 8 A strings, and violin has 1 A string. So together, they are 9.
So we skipped the 8 and 9.
So it's
I thought
nine
it was
strings.
Some kind of a chord that you're thinking no. about. So it's like, when you talk about strings, yeah, we don't normally think of piano as a string instrument. Yeah, yep. It's a knock-knock instrument, a percussive instrument. How would you describe the music that you play as A9?
It's very intimate, and also we want it that way. Usually we do have two violins, one cello and piano, mm-hmm. and just featuring different vocalists every month. You know how strings give the very intense feeling when they want to? It's very melancholy, I would say. It's very jiwang lah, we call it.
I tak faham itu.
Which is very emotional.
You're very emotional. Yeah. What language is that?
It's Malay. Right?
Yes,
Malay, right?
Yes, yes.
Very emotional music and intimate music and melancholic. Mm. Do Malaysians like that kind of music?
I think so. There are a lot of emotional people out there. Like you. Yeah, everyone's very stressed up, you know.
So they want to hear sad music. I would think because we are already in this kind of state, we want to hear something upbeat and lively.
Well, I mean, it's romantic as well. It's not just sad.
Is your sound commercial?
Yeah, we can be.
And it can be.
We are actually. Yeah, we love commercial music. That's why we did A9 Strings.
Yeah.
As musicians, you know, you have your particular sound. I assume it means also certain people will follow that kind of music. Certain people will just say, yeah, I'm okay with it. But if I don't listen to it, I'm also fine. What do you have to do to keep your target market, your followers, with you all the time? In the sense that you stay in their consciousness so that when you have a concert, they know when to go and where to go.
Well, I think when you perform, you just have to like be honest with what you feel and you deliver it, and people will just receive it at the right, on the right. They will be on the right track. They need just come and enjoy the music, I think.
I've heard this expression used quite often about playing your music honestly, or for actors, they say acting on stage honestly. Although you have the word acting and honest, sometimes kind of hard to reconcile. But what do you mean when you say that you play your music honestly?
It's just that whenever me and Dennis do arrangement, it has to be right. As in, if your own music don't touch yourself, how would you want to deliver it to someone else? Because you can't lie. Music don't lie.
He's very right.
You write this kind of music, you want to touch people. And I think to some extent, all artists want to reach out and engage with their listeners, with the people who are coming to see their concerts. If I'm a dancer, if I dance, I want to engage with my audience. When you engage with your audience, what is it you're trying to do? I have heard you use the word move them, but move them to what end?
Because we only do shows with singers, so there's always lyrical. You know, a word can be that meaning to you, but not to another person. So at least that's how I perceive it. I should deliver it that way. But of course, it's the best if you get what we're trying to say. But I don't think it'll be far from what you're trying to say. Because at the end of the day, you know, sad, there's a lot of layers to it. But at least it just depends on which layer are you at.
Still on this notion of playing music to move people, music is a language not all of us understand. And because it's not a language all of us understand, and not all, like you say, you know, meeting with some of your clients, they can't even articulate what it is that they want. What then becomes important for you as a musician to transcend this space where the audience may not understand the language?
When you do a show, you can't just do things that you only, you know, you like, but
you cannot self-indulge.
Yeah, and it doesn't resonate with the audience. So you just have to slide in, and you just that. And thankfully, we've got Nell as a director, so she plans the whole flow. She always tells us that, you know, a show has to be like a heartbeat. You know, you just have it's like a flow. You reach a climax, and then after that, you know, then you settle down, and have a perfect ending.
There's a certain structure to it.
Yeah.
Well, you've just given me a transition to talk about the concert itself. Mm-hmm. What is happening in this concert?
It's like you're watching a movie. You don't always fight, right? You have that romance, that you have fire, you have romance, you have some sweet, some love and everything. So build it. And, you know, a person's focus span, it's actually not that long. And you just have to like...
You got to hold it all the time.
Yeah, you just have to like catch them.
in this concert, I know you have a director coming in to help you walk through it. Is there kind of a narrative that's going through with your different singers coming in? Because I understand you also have guest singers coming in.
We are celebrating our anniversary after a year, and we're just trying to make it very festive. And we invited all the singers that we work with together and then putting out on stage. And, well, about Big Bang, at the start or not, then you have to come and see. It's a surprise.
Who are your guests? I know you said these are people that you have worked with in the past, but who are they?
We've got Ross. We've got Elvira Aru.
Both of them have been on air before. Yeah.
Nikki Palika.
She's been here too.
Michaelina.
We've heard his voice on a song, but uh-huh. We've never had him for an interview.
Yeah, I would say he's got a crooner's voice, right?
Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got Ken Wong. He's the only Chinese act we have, which is happening on a Saturday.
When you perform with singers, they sing. But do you also take time out in your program where only the two of you play?
Yeah, we have yet to show our original composition, but it's on the way. We are still composing the music, so probably sometime next year we will do it.
So in essence, then, when you perform with a singer, the arrangement of the music is done by you, mm-hmm. right? Do you arrange how the singer will perform?
We do.
What's your plan for your second year?
Most probably, we will be venturing into recording.
Production,
yeah. Recording and production.
Meaning you're going to be releasing an album. Is that what you mean?
We're planning on a mini album.
Collaboration album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with songs and music, you know, just the two of you playing as opposed to you two accompanying a singer.
Yep. I think it's us.
Yeah, we will be writing songs and then arrange the music.
Yeah. Original compositions.
Mm. Yep.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. There could be a new sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis and Ronnie, the duo in A9 Strings, will hold the group's first anniversary concert at No Black Tie this evening and tomorrow at 10 p.m. No Black Tie is off Jalan Nagasari in the Bukit Bintang area. Guests who will also be performing in the concert include Michael Lina, Nikki Palikat, Elvira Arul, Roz, and Kent Wong. Cover charge to this celebration concert is 64 ringgit. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.